Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Huntley. I'm also the director of Issues Concerning Women, and we've been in business since 2007. And we thank you once again for tuning in to this show. We hope that you will enjoy the show tonight, so get your paper and pencils ready, because we're going to talk about business consulting tonight. And I know that that's of interest to a lot of my colleagues, and I thought that I would share that information with you tonight. This is Blog Talk Radio, Issues Concerning Women. If you would like to call in to the show tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to call me after the show, the number to call is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. I have a couple of announcements to make. On May the 14th, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, if you're coming to visit us here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we're going to be having our monthly prayer breakfast, and it's going to be at the Murray Center in downtown Norfolk. So if you would like more information about that prayer breakfast, please call me after the show, and I'll be more than happy to give you that information. How the format is, we talk about different topics. We'll be talking about books. We'll also be co-hosting with the book club, and it's a Christian book club, and we'll be meeting every month, once a month, and we're so excited, and Cynthia Tyler is going to be my co-host, and we're excited about that, and we have an event on Eventbrite, so that you can go on and log in. But please call me after the show or go to the website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And it's just like it sounds, issuesconcerningwomen.com. And you'll be able to get all the information with the address, the time. It's going to start at 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And it's a wonderful event. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be talking about the women of the Bible, and our topic this month in May is going to be Deborah, and that's going to be Judges chapter 4. And we'll have probably another guest there. We're working on that. So we hope that you can come out and join us. It's going to be a fun morning, and we look forward to meeting the people of Hampton Roads. And then the other people, if you're in town, come visit us, or if you would like more information about what we do, just give me a call at 757-567-6734. I just want to thank you for tuning into the show. Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for all the listeners. It just makes my heart beat real fast when I get to see how many people I have listening to the show. And I got an email today saying how popular my show was, and that was from the corporate office. So I'm truly, truly excited. So God has been truly good to me with the show, and we love what we do here on Issues Concerning Women Blog Talk Radio Show. So if you would like to join us and be a guest on the show, you can call me at 757-567-6734. So if you have your pencils and paper ready, we're going to give out a little bit of information tonight about business consulting, what that job entails, and how you can get started with that. We have some wonderful things that are going to be coming up throughout the year that you may want to attend, and so that you can get the teaching and the learning that you need to develop this business. We know that the times are challenging. There's so much going on in the world, and we do want to pray for the president tonight and all the people in Congress and the total government. We don't want to shut down, and we just need to pray collectively that this does not happen, that they're able to come to some kind of agreement and get this thing done tonight, because we don't need people not being able to get their paychecks and people out there working and can't get paid, or the government shutting down and people are coming to visit us. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave, so I want everybody to remember that and know that there is a solution to the problems if we're just willing to come together on one accord and make things happen. And I know that this is a tough time for the economy, for the government, but something has to be done. We cannot let this thing go till tomorrow night at midnight and not knowing. It's just too nerve-wracking for those people that it's going to affect. It's going to affect affect a lot of people. People who work, who are in the military, their wives and children, the school system, everything. People that your tax returns, if they shut down the government, you might not get your check for quite a while if you're getting a refund. So we hope and pray that they're able to work this thing out tonight and get it all taken care of, because we just need to move forward. And people need to stop being selfish and being stubborn, because I think that's what it's all about more than anything else. You need to let go of the ego, let God take care of it, and let him step in and let him be your guide and guide you. So enough about that, because I don't want to be on a sad note tonight. We always want to be uplifting. We want to inspire you. That's what we do here. It's just Concerned Women. We want to give you hope when it seems hopeless. We know that we need to pray and to ask God to help us through whatever it is we're going through. I don't know everybody's situation. I just know my own, and I just know how good God has been to me, and I have to say that. And I hope that you can understand that, and that you have the same feelings as I do, and that you're able to call on your higher being, and that he is always there and he never leaves you. Okay. Tonight, we're going to talk about business consulting, job profile, and our description. Now, at Issues Concerning Women, we do a lot of consulting. And it's not always business. Sometimes we are on a more spiritual level. Because I am in the ministry, I do spiritual counseling as well. The difference being is that a spiritual coach, I work with the whole body, the inside, from the inside to the outside. When working with business, you normally work with that person and getting them to build their skills or develop something within them. So there is quite a difference in the two. But throughout my training, I learned that I use whatever is necessary so that my clients can achieve the level of success that they're looking for. Because that's what a business consultant does. They are looking for a solution to their problem. Versus a therapist is there to help you try to figure out different things that are going on in your mind. But a coach or a counselor is there to help you make decisions, push you to where you want to go, and get results. Because consulting is about getting results, and that's the bottom line. So if you're in this business or you're thinking about being a consultant or a business coach, this is a wonderful area to be in. It's so vast. And there's so much that you can learn about the business, and there are all kinds of business coaches. And I don't think people realize sometimes the different areas that business coaches cover. There's a wonderful practice that you can develop with just being a business coach, and it's different topics that you can cover. You can be an executive coach, and those coaches, they help develop skill sets to fit into corporations. They are fast-paced, and they want results. They want to show you how to get your business done well. There's coaching for teams. There's leadership coaching. There's family coaching. There's vision coaching, and this one really piques my interest whenever I'm looking at it and doing research on it, because a vision coach helps you to determine where you want to go and look beyond insight to vision. And there's wonderful information out there about that. There's personal coaching, and I was trying to think of a few others, but there are so many. Sports coaching, niche coaching, money coaching, so many coaches. There are coaches that coach the coaches. There are train-the-trainer programs. So if you're interested in this business of coaching and consulting, it's a wonderful business to get into. You have to pick your niche. You have to be good at what you do. So if you're not a trained therapist and you don't have the experience of working in that field, then you need to get some kind of training. And it's always good to do your research and see if this is something that you really want to do. And the other thing I suggest is that you get a coach. Amen. Because if you are being coached by somebody, you're going to gain the skills that they teach you, and then you'll be able to use the programs that they develop with you for your clients. What a wonderful way to gain knowledge. And it's probably a lot cheaper to hire a coach than it is to go back to school for 2 to 4 years to get a coaching degree. Now, some people may want to, and that's wonderful, And some people may have enough experience that they can transition from wherever they are in their current positions and create their own jobs, because some of us are going to have to do that in 2011. We're going to not be able to find the job that we want to pay us the amount of money that we need to earn, so we're going to have to create our own jobs. That's why a lot of therapists are now transitioning into coaching, because there's so much of a need for it, because there's so many people that are stressed on their job. They need relief. They need to know how to get things done. They're not able to fully function. A lot of people are in depression, and they don't know why. They go through each day functioning, but they're really not getting anything done. They're not being productive, and that's what a coach will help you do. A coach makes you accountable for what you're doing. A coach also is there to push you when nobody else is going to do that, because, one, you're paying them to do that, and you want to get results. So they're going to make sure that you are successful, because if you're successful, then they're successful, and that's pretty much how it goes. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people who are really interested in this profession, and you can just move forward, right forward into it, and transition from where you are to where you want to be. So it's an excellent job to create for yourself if you can't find the area that you want to work in. And it's so important that we look at where we are, and especially if you are in an executive position on your job and you may want to transition to something else, then coaching is definitely a field that you might consider going into. And it's just wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women on the Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and we'll be on tonight until 9 p.m. So we hope that you're able to get your paper and pencils and write down some of this information, because it's dynamic, and you can use this for your research as you're looking into developing where you want to go and the things that you want to do. So it's quite exciting for me, because I get the opportunity to do what I love, and I talk about that all the time. I love what I do. I love how I'm able to help somebody, not just in their everyday life, but in their overall experience of getting to know them and getting to work with them. I primarily coach the mind, body, and the spirit. So there's a lot sometimes for me to take on in within myself, but I love what I do, so it's not really like a job. It's more like when I see something in somebody, I want to develop things in them and show them that they have what it takes to get whatever they want, as long as they're willing to put in the work. So you have to be willing to work at it, and you have to work hard, and especially if you're just starting out in the business, because there are so many coaches, and some are qualified and some are not. So you just need to make sure that whoever you're working with is a quality consultant or qualified coach. And that way you'll be getting great information and learning so much as you go into this field. So business consulting, business coaching, excellent field to get into in 2011. You can learn so much, and you can get so much information just from reading and being coached by somebody else. So that's the key. If you're not able to go back to school right now and you want to get your business started, then hire a coach to coach you. And what you learn from your coach, you'll be able to teach to somebody else. So that's the little tidbit for tonight. I said it twice now, so hopefully you got it and you wrote it down, and this is what you want to do. Business consultants and coaches are experts on various business practices and monitor a company by making suggestions on how the company can become more productive and profitable. They usually deal with specific departments within an organization, like management, marketing, or advertising. Now, that's just a short description of a business consultant or business coach, because we cover, like I said, a vast majority of areas depending on what their niche is and what their expertise is. So you need to find the right area for you. What is your niche? What do you like to do? I like the vision coaching, because it gives me the opportunity to help people see where they're going, what they're doing, see what they need to achieve their goals, help them with the small steps, be there to encourage them. I love working with people So I'm able to help them find a platform where they are comfortable, and I help them to get what they want out of hiring me as a coach or consultant. Now, the duties and responsibilities of the coach or business consultant, the primary responsibilities of a business consultant is to analyze, plan, implement, and evaluate projects. He works with clients to discuss and reach project targets and meet expectations. But he or she also helps them find solutions. He discusses strategies with teammates and leaders to deliver the best solutions for the project. He or she has to follow market trends to develop a brand and also to make improvements in existing products and services. And we talk about that a lot in coaching and counseling, branding. What is that? It has gotten so popular that there are branding coaches, people that just do, this is what they do. They help you develop your brand. The perfect example of who comes to mind right away is the Kardashian sisters. Okay, they have made a name for themselves. Everywhere you go, you're seeing their perfumes and their lotion and their shoes and their fashions. They even brand how they look, the dark hair, the mini skirts, the false eyelashes, the dark eyes. This is their branding. This is what makes them stand apart from everybody else. When it used to be the blue eye blonde girl, now it is the dark hair, dark eye, or sometimes blue-eyed girl, you know, depends on if they have contacts in or not. But that's their brand, the long black hair, the dark, sultry eyes, the sexy way that they do everything, even simple things as eating lunch. They're all about the Kardashian name and branding them. So there are quite a few other ones. I'm sure you can think of your own person that you know right off. You could think of, you know, three or four people that you know right off the bat. Why? Because of their branding, because of things that they do, because of how they look, the way they act. You always remember them and think of them. Guess what? Their marketing strategy is working, because if you are going out and purchasing products, not exactly maybe not the Kardashian products, but products similar to those, then their branding is working. So you have to remember, branding is quite important. Oprah, another perfect example. Everybody knows who she is. You know the Oprah magazine. You know the Oprah television show. You know the Oprah radio show. When you hear the name Oprah, your ears perk up because you want to know, what are they talking about? The O, her organization. What are they doing now? Where are they going? You're excited about it. You want to know about it. When you hear these names, this is their brand. Harpo is Oprah's, her other brand when she's not doing, and now she's on her own network. So how can you not know who she is? OWN, Oprah's Winfrey's network, you know. So she's doing her branding. Her marketing is working. She has all these people working for her. She is putting her name out there on different products. When Oprah says, read a book, you know it becomes a bestseller, so you can't argue with the facts. They're there and they are true. And whether the book, you may not even like the book, but if Oprah says it's a good book, then guess what? It's a good book. Business consultants, they must network with clients to build relationships and sustain them. That means that they're willing to go the extra mile. They're very humble and they're grateful and they're elegant in what they do in their presentations and how they work with you, because they want to get the results that you need. Because guess what? If you don't give them what they want, they will talk about you and your business will go down the drain quickly, because you have to be able to deliver everything that you say you're going to do. So you almost have to be careful what you promise in your proposals. When you prepare and present business proposals and presentations, you have to know that you can produce this thing for this particular company or this particular client. If you can't, you need to step up to the plate and say, you know what, I need to bring in somebody else because this is out of my realm of expertise. But if you know what you're doing and you're prepared and you present a business proposal, then you are able to give them the great product. I know working with nonprofit organizations, I work with Veronica McMillan. She and I are partner on a lot of different things. She has a radio show called SoulWorks, and she's on Tuesday nights at 8:30. And we partner together because when she has a client, that she is working with, and she has done all that she can do with that particular client, and I have something that they need, she calls me in to let me continue to help her develop that client and to give them the results that they need. This is a wonderful partnership. So if you're thinking about being a consultant, don't think about being in business by yourself. Think about building those relationships that you can partner with somebody else until you learn all the things that you need to learn. And you always will need partnerships. So don't think you're going to be able to get out there and do it all on your own, because you won't. Business consultants and coaches, they need to carry out extensive research on business and marketing trends, incorporate those results in the strategy for the company or the client. Data collection on different aspects of the industry is also part of the job, which helps him or her to advise the client and maximize the business performance of the client. Now, what does that mean? That means just because you met today from 1 to 3 and you went home and you think you're going to close that folder and it's going to be done, no. Because if you're meeting back with them next Thursday, you want to be prepared. So what are you going to do? You're going to do your research. You're going to find out every marketing strategy that applies to this particular client, or what brand should they bring into the company. You're going to advise them. You're going to be ready for your presentation from 1 week from today. And usually with consultants, you don't meet with your client every day. You usually, sometimes it's twice a month, sometimes it's once a week. It depends on what kind of relationship that you have with this client, what you're trying to achieve, and how much they can afford. Because business consultants and business coaches are not cheap. And if you get one that's cheap, you need to be a little leery, because they spend a lot of hours doing your job, and you want to get the best that your money can afford. And maybe you can't, you're going to have to stretch it out over months and months and months to work with this particular person, and that's fine, because they want to work with you. But they don't want to work with you for 2 years and have no results. They want to have a time frame. They want to have a timeline. They want to know what your vision is. They want to know what it's going to take to get you there and how they're going to be able to work with you to achieve that goal. So know that you have to be about your business, and you're going to work after you go home. It's not just going to end at the meeting. So if that's what you think, then maybe this isn't a business for you. You're going to have to get out there and you're going to do the work, because you have to know how to help your client achieve the performance that they want in their business, and also the results from the strategies that you and the client are going to put together. Some of the skills and specifications for business consultants and business coaches: must have good analytical, deduction, and problem-solving skills. Now, analyzing something, many of us can analyze it to death, so you don't want to do that. You have to give yourself a timeline. Again, how long are we going to work on this part of it? What is it going to take for us to get the end result, and leave it alone and just work with the client and get the job done? I know with my personality type, I like to analyze things forever and ever and ever. And it's sometimes that's why I feel like the hamster in the cage on the little spinning wheel. You know, I'm not getting anything done because I'm so busy trying to make sure that it is the best that it can be. And also my personality lets me just keep on working it until I work it to death, as they say, like I beat a dead horse to death. But I don't want to do that. I want to have good analogy skills so that we can move on and solve the problems. So we have to do that and learn how to do that, because now we're getting paid to do this particular job and we want to do a good job. Coaches and consultants must have good communication skills, both written and verbal. If you have problems speaking on the language, and whether it's English or Spanish or whatever your language is, then you need to take some classes and make sure that your speech is good, that you have good diction, that you have good communication skills, because guess what? You're going to be doing presentations. You're going to be doing public speaking. You're going to be writing. Most people write the way that they talk. So if you have trouble in that area, then you need to get some coaching and get that taken care of. And it's wonderful. Learning is wonderful no matter what age you are. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You can call me and I can give you information that will help you with your verbal and your written skills. They must be confident and outgoing and be adaptable to change. Why should you be adaptable? Guess what? Your client is going to start thinking that maybe this is not going the way that I wanted it to go. So you're going to have to find out and figure out different strategies to help your client be successful. You don't ever want to be so stuck in your ways being analytical that you can't move your client forward and you're not progressing at the speed that they want you to progress. They must be versatile and deal with clients from various walks of life, because you may be dealing with doctors, lawyers, Indian cheese, hairdressers, pharmacists, a housewife, a stay-at-home mom, teachers. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. Professionals, executives, you're going to deal with all kinds of people in this profession, and you have to be able to walk into that room boldly, know what you're talking about, deliver your great presentation, know that you can communicate on any level and still get your job done. They need to know about computers and follow the latest technology. This is where your Facebook comes in and your Twitter and all of your social networking, your LinkedIns. You need to be connected with those. I'm still learning how to do that. I can tell you to do it because I'm still learning, and I'm on Facebook now and I'm on LinkedIn, but I need to Twitter. I do have a Twitter account, so I don't follow anybody as of yet, but I'm getting there and I'm working on it. So God is working on me, still on some things, but, you know, it's just wonderful how the computer is available to us that we can learn and develop our skills. Long hours are quite common in this field, and hence the business consultants must be able to deal with stress and work under pressure, because you're going to have deadlines, you're going to have timelines, you're going to have presentations, and you're going to be able to be, need to be able to switch it on, switch it off, get in your suit and do what you need to do, and then the rest of the time you can be in your sweats or your pajamas at home and doing your research and your data research. But you have to be willing and able to put in those long hours to get the results that your client needs. They are paying you good money, and you need to deliver them a good product. You also need to have good presentation skills, and I've talked about that, and I can't emphasize that enough. Because, you, like I said, when you walk into that room or to that board meeting or to that one-on-one, you need to be able to present to your client the what, when, where, and how is going to happen, what you're going to be able to do for them, when is it going to be done, how you're going to do it. They want to hear it all. So your presentation skills must be top-notch. You must be able to deliver to them that you can get the job done, because in their mind they're going to be saying, why should I hire this consultant versus sadly me down the street? Why? Because I'm going to get you what you need. You're going to get the best results working with me, and you're going to be happy that you are working with issues concerning women. So I love what I do. I talk about it all the time. I'm here, and I'm committed to help those women and men who are wanting to develop their business. Call me. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. We can help you to develop your strategies. This is one of the things that we do at Issues. If I'm not able to help you, then I can turn you over to another coach, whatever area that you need help in. I don't mind doing that, because that's what we do. We want to get you the results that you need so that you're able to move forward in your business, your career, or your relationship. And it's not all about me. This is about me doing my job and being the best business coach that I can be. I'm a business agent for change. I say that proudly, because I'm able to transition into the areas that I need to transition in, and I'm there to help you get what you need. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 to 9 p.m., We love what we do at Issues. We're going to be doing some wonderful things in the upcoming year. We hope that you'll be able to join us. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast, when you're listening to the programs, and for your messages that you're sending. I am so thrilled that the word is getting out there and that you're able to hear the information that we're able to give to you on this radio show. If you would like to join us one Thursday night, just give me a call or send me an email. Go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. We thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show, and we look forward to being with you next Thursday night. Good night, and God bless.